भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अपत्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, entitled Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, text number 13. Kshetragyaya Namastubhyam Sarvadyakshaya Sakshine Purushayatma Mulaya Mula Prakritaye Namaha Kshetragyaya Namastubhyam Sarvadyakshaya Sakshine Purushayatma Mulaya Mula Prakritaye Namaha Kshetragyaya Namastubhyam Sarvadyakshaya Sakshine Purushayatma Mulaya Mula Prakritaye Namaha Kshetragyaya Unto the one who knows everything of the external body. Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Tubhyam, unto you, Sarva, everything. Adyakshaya, who are superintending, managing. Sakshine, who are the witness, Paramatma, or Antaryami. Purushaya, the Supreme Person. Atma Mulaya, who are the original source of everything. Mula Prakritaye, unto the Purusha Avatara, the origin of Prakriti and Pradhana. Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the Supersoul, the superintendent of everything, and the witness of all that occurs. You are the Supreme Person, the origin of material nature, and of the total material energy. You are also the owner of the material body. Therefore, you are the supreme complete. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Responsibly, please repeat. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Who are the super soul?
Who are the super soul?
The superintendent of everything. And the witness of all that occurs. You are the Supreme Person. The origin of material nature. And of the total material energy. You are also the owner of the material body. Therefore, you are the supreme complete. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 13:3, the Lord says, Kshatragyam chapimam vidhi sarva khetreshu bharata. O scion of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. Actually, this verse goes on to say, Kshatragyam chapimam vidhi sarva khetreshu bharata. Khetra khetra gyayor jnanam yatha jnanam yatham mama. Krishna is saying that just to understand this concept, that who is the owner of the body, is real knowledge. It's very basic in spiritual life. Unless we understand that I am neither the body nor the proprietor of the body. I am simply a temporary lessee. I'm leasing the body. Unless we understand that point, where's the question of spiritual life? There may be some type of mutual praise society, or the various types of religions, they form their groups and they get together and they help people out, and I think that's the basis of, or at least it has come to be the basis of the Christian religion, helping others. Giving in charity and complimenting one another for giving in charity. Mutual admiration society, that's what I was looking for. So, but that's not spiritual life. Spiritual life means to understand that this material world is temporary and it is full of misery. Dukkhalayama shashvatam. I don't belong here, and I can't stay here even if I like it. I have to go. As sure as death and taxes, two things that are sure, death and taxes. So every one of us is thinking, I am this body. for this is my body. But actually the truth is different. Our bodies are given to us by the supreme proprietor, the living entity who is also Kshetragya. Gya comes from jnana, or jnana, knowledge, or to know. Kshetra means the field. So the body is the field of our activity. We are conscious within the body. We are acting within the body, using the body for exploiting material nature, for facilitating our various desires and sense gratification. So it is our field. So we are the knower of this field, as Krishna says, sarva kshetreshu bharata. I am the knower in all fields, as super soul. The living entity who is also kshetragya, or the knower of the body, is not the body's only proprietor. The actual proprietor of the body is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Kshetragya. For example, we may rent and occupy a house, but actually the owner of the house is the landlord. That's a good example. We all have experience of renting some room or renting some house. And we get a facility, and for some time we feel like it is my house, my address, I live here, this is part of my identity. But at any time, the landlord can come and say, you have 1 month's notice, get out. So if we were actually the owner, we wouldn't have to leave. So if we were actually the owner of these bodies, then we wouldn't have to leave, but we do have to leave. As soon as the original owner decides to dismantle, again I'll inform you, it is not necessary to offer your obeisances. You are giving darshan to the sound of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now to exchange that for I darshan, it's inferior. I mean, observing the deities is very good. We need that. We need the deities to keep us regulated in our lives. In fact, if we live in the temple community, and we don't come regularly to see the deities, to attend Mangalarti, to attend the morning programs, then we're bankrupt. We're not expressing our devotion to Krishna as part of sadhana bhakti, and we should definitely work on improving that. But that is not the highest goal. Ramananda Roy told Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya finally accepted. Means he was pulling out from Ramananda Roy, what is the highest activity? Ramananda Roy, after going through Varnashram, after acquiring knowledge, so many things, renouncing the material world, attachment. Finally, Ramananda Roy said to sit in the association of devotees and hear Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, Srinvatam Sva Katha, Krishna. So, yeah, you're already, Prabhupada said, knowledge, offer your respect, go on hearing. stop. Srimad Bhagavatam, when somebody sits on this seat, they should be a Ritvik. Okay, here we go. To Krishna. They should be a Ritvik to Krishna. They should be Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Utsute. Should be allowing their senses to be engaged by Krishna. In other words, they should be channeling. You've heard about the fivefold material miseries, right? Everybody's heard about the fivefold material miseries. Birth, death, disease, old age, and new age. Okay, so we're channeling here. But if you disturb that train of thought, then it's not good. Because we're trying to learn. We're trying to connect with Krishna through the sound of Harikatha, Krishna Katha, one person, just like in leading a kirtan, one person sings, everybody listens, then everybody responds, so the person who sings, who leads the kirtan, should be a clear-hearted person, so that his chanting will inspire the others. Similarly, those who preach, those who give Bhagavatam class, they should have very good sadhana. They should be an emblem. They should be a model. And then they will be able to preach what Krishna wants them to preach. Instruments. Mita matra bhava savyasatsin. Just become my instrument. That's what we're meant to do in every aspect of our lives. We don't distribute books. Krishna distributes Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books were not written by Prabhupada. They were written by Krishna because he was totally surrendered to Lord Krishna. And that's why his books are so wonderful. They're windows to the spiritual world. They're just the most glorious thing in this Kali Yuga, the most potent. Krishna Svadamo Bhagavate Dharma Jnana Bhisa. We're an arco, we know the Kanavas, the third one. We should be hearing that. So this example of renting a house is very good, and we may have to get out, so we should understand, so that there's no trauma in our life when we have to leave. I met a very nice devotee near Rio. They have a farm there, Nova Gokula. And no, this was not Nova Gokula, it's the other one. What do they call it? Huh? Okay, New Vrindavan. So there's one devotee there who met Prabhupada in 1976 in New York, went back to Brazil, Prabhupada's disciple, and he had some money, he bought some land, developed the land and gave half to the temple. They built a place, nice little small temple with guest house and a little lake and a restaurant in the middle of the lake, and it's quite nice. And then up above on the hill are his sons, and they have also a place where they made guest cottages and a restaurant and whatever. But they are not following Krishna consciousness very well. They drink, smoke, and they probably eat meat. And, of course, they're initiated by Narayan Maharaj. I'm just telling the facts. Just the facts, man. Just the facts. He has now got Parkinson's disease, and he's fading out. And I went to him. I was trying to encourage him. He's not afraid of death. He said, he's very afraid of death. Why should you be afraid of death? If you understand that you have nothing to do with the body, that the soul is eternal. So this is something that has to be contemplated, has to be understood properly and deeply contemplated. Throughout all our daily activities, we should see how Krishna is the supreme controller and how we are not these bodies. Very important. Spiritual life means aham brahmasmi. I am spirit. We have superimposed, we've been superimposed on the body. We're living in a virtual reality world. Similarly, we may be allotted a certain type of body as a facility with which to enjoy this material world, but the actual proprietor of the body is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is called Sarvadhyaksha, because everything in the material world works under his supervision. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9:10, wherein the Lord says, Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and is producing all moving and unmoving beings. I don't know if that's supposed to be non-moving. I don't know if there is a word, unmoving. Unmoving. Doesn't make sense. Bhagavatam sometimes has some typo errors. Anyway, here the word is used, sarvadhyakshaya. Adhyaksh means the superintendent, the controller. In Hindi also, adhyaksha means the boss, the big man. Sometimes a temple president or someone will come to the temple and say, who is the adhyaksh, the president? So, sarvadhyaksh, superintendent of everything, is Krishna. He's especially the superintendent of prakriti, the material nature. And chara charam. Chara means moving, and achara means non-moving, unmoving. So that includes everything. This material nature working under my direction, O son of Kunti, is producing all moving and unmoving beings. From Prakriti, or material nature, come so many varieties of living entities, including aquatics, plants, trees, insects, birds, animals, human beings, and demigods. Prakriti is the mother, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Father. Aham Bija Prada Pita. So there are 8,400,000 species of life, at least. And this is not difficult to understand, because everywhere you look, there are so many species of life, and especially if you travel. You stay here in Vancouver, you'll see various species of life. For example, in the morning when I sit up and chant my japa, a whole family of raccoons come looking for garbage. Quite cute little guys. They have their bandits, see, they have their masks on. But you look in the air, you look in the water, you look in the earth, so many different life forms. We cannot live there, but there are life forms that live in the air. Insects and birds and microbes. And in the earth, so many worms and different types of snakes and groundhogs. The other day we were sitting out in front of the back there, and all of a sudden the earth began to, it looked like a miner was coming up or something. It was a little groundhog opened his hole. So there are, not only in this planet, but on other planets in the universe, there are life forms. And the total given in the Vedas is around 8,400,000. Of that, only 5% of them are human. 400,000 human species. And of those 400,000, very few civilized culture. Civilization means culture. And culture means spiritual, having a spiritual direction. Just eating, sleeping, mating, and defending doesn't make you a human being. Because all the animals are doing that also, and much better than we can do. So just having two legs and two arms and standing upright does not make you a human being. You can be, the Vedas called dvipad pashu, two-legged animal. Nara means man, but pashu. So, Krishna is the seed-giving father. And again, it doesn't take a sophisticated degree in rocket science to understand the point. I have a mother and father. My mother and father have mothers and fathers. Their mothers and fathers have mothers and fathers. Now, where is the origin of everything? Comes from person. Person does not come from imperson. It is impossible. Impossible. Just the idea, personal existence, or a sophisticated body like this as opposed to dull matter. How is dull matter ever going to evolve into a sophisticated life form? Just in information theory, in other words, the amount of information in matter is very small in comparison to the most simple E. coli, the most simple life form. The complex structure of an E. coli is so great in comparison to dull matter that they have calculated, two scientists in England, Sir Fred Hoyle, and one Wickram Singh. Anyway, they calculated one chance in 10^2000. In other words, you take one and add 2,000 zeros after it, and there's one chance that life could. And what that means is that life could evolve from lower information to higher. Low information could evolve to the high information of the most simple life form. What to speak of a human being? So, 1 in 2,000 means, 10^2000. That means impossible. Because the probability is just not there. So, Krishna is that origin that they're looking for. He is the person. And the reason why they will not accept this idea is because, a priori, if there is a Supreme Person, then you must surrender to Him. They don't want to prove that I have to surrender to God. Their whole ambition is to prove that the origin of everything is impersonal. And we make our own laws, our own morals, our own ethics. So it's demoniac. It's common sense. Aham Bija Prada Pita. He's the Bija Prada. He gives the seed by which the whole Pradana produces. Pradana is the total material energy in dormant form. It is not active, but Krishna impregnates, glances over it, and impregnates it with, what with, how does he impregnate? With all the jivas. But in seed form, everything just like one banyan tree. The seed of a banyan tree. Plant that seed. You water it. It grows into a big banyan tree and produces many more seeds. So all that came out from that tree was initially from one little seed. So Krishna impregnates the pradhana. Therefore, he is the seed-giving father, and he's also the controller. Practical, common sense explanation. Prakriti can give us material bodies, but as spirit souls, we are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. All living beings, mom, I have an anksa. Anksa means tiny part. Anksa. So all living beings are my tiny parts. Jiva, we're called jivas. Jiva bhuta. And we are sanatana. We're eternal. Nityo, nityana. Chetanas, Chetanana. God is eternal. He is Param Brahma. We are also eternal, but we are Anu Brahma. He is Vibhu. He is very great. We are a tiny part. He is the complete whole. Purnam. Om Purnam Adaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachati. Purnasya Purnam Adaya. Even though so many spirit souls are emanating from him, he remains the complete balance. He's not diminished in any way. The living entity, being part and parcel of God, is not a product of this material world. Therefore, the Lord is described in this verse as Atma Mula, your original source of everything. Mula. Sometimes you hear that word, Mula Mantra, the origin, the original. So here's Atma Mula, Krishna. He is the seed of all existences. Bija Mam Sarva Bhutana. In Bhagavad Gita 14.4, the Lord says, Sarva Yonishu Kontaya Murtaya Sambhavantiya Tasam Brahma Mahadyonir Aham Bija Prabhapita. It should be understood that all living entities in all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature. And that I am the seed-giving father. Plants, trees, insects, aquatics, demigods, beasts, birds, and all other living entities are sons or parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. But because they are struggling with different mentalities, they have been given different types of bodies. Manakshastan Indriyani Prakritishtani Karshati. Manaha means mind, and shasta, six, shastan indiyani, so the senses, the six senses, which are the ears, the eyes, the nose, the tongue, the tactile sense, and the sixth sense is the mind. Prakritisthani, karshatis, karshati means struggling, prakritisthani. Material nature. Thus they have become sons of prakriti, or material nature, which is impregnated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every living entity in this material world is struggling for existence, and the only salvation or relief from the cycle of birth and death in the evolutionary process is full surrender. This is indicated by the words Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. But we can't fight it. We must surrender to God if we want to be happy in this material world. If a family is going to be happy, then the father is the natural leader of the family. And everybody else in the family, while maintaining their own individual existence, should dovetail their activities and surrender to the father. And that's a mundane example where there may be different situations and different degrees. But Krishna is absolutely the Supreme Person, the Supreme Father. And if we want to be happy in his house, in his creation, then we have to follow his laws. Religion means dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Religion means, dharma means, to follow the laws of God. And if you follow the laws of God, then you can live as peacefully as possible in the material world. And it's all up to us. Yayata mam prapadyante, whatever degree of priority we give to Krishna, he'll reciprocate with us. But surrender means we have to, of our own volition, take shelter and follow. This is not Hindu knowledge or Christian knowledge or Jewish knowledge or Buddhist knowledge. These are very simple ideas. If we're going to, and we should do, if we're going to accept there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it behooves us to make every effort to find out how we can please him and serve him. We will get our, as they say, roti, kapda, or makan. That is already arranged. Our chapati, roti, our kapra, our cloth, and makan, our house. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, that is not difficult to do. That is already arranged for. But the real important thing is for us to make this Marwari businessman. Marwari is the business community, like the Jewish community in India, the Marwari. Very good at business. So I said, Krishna's not fooled by these Marwari businessmen who come to Vrindavan. They're very pious also. They worship Radha Krishna. They're from Rajasthan, and it appears that either Ramanuja himself or one of his disciples preached extensively in Rajasthan, so there are many Krishna bhaktas there in Rajasthan, Vaishnavas. So they come to Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said, Krishna's not fooled by the Marwari businessmen who come to Vrindavan with their bead bags but leave their checkbooks at home. Krishna is not cheated by that. He knows their hearts. So, for us also, Krishna knows. And we should ourselves make every effort to improve our devotional lives. It's critical now. It's very critical. We're very close. Srila Prabhupada just left a few years ago. The farther we get away, he was a great Shakti Avesh, avatar. Sometimes we think, why couldn't we have been there when Lord Chaitanya? Why couldn't we have been there 5,000 years ago when Krishna came? Why couldn't... Well, we're very close to Srila Prabhupada. Probably he is... This is my speculation, but I'm sure lots of people would agree with me. He's probably the last great acharya to appear in any line for some time. It's not that someone in the future cannot come, but within our generation, Manakshastan Indiani Prakritistani Karshati, we're struggling. with our minds and senses. So we're so close. If we miss the chance, then there's no guarantee whether we will come back, how soon, in what condition. So it's critical that we take advantage of the facility that Prabhupada has given us. It was all produced, the roots of it especially were produced in his time, the foundation of it. This temple was produced by devotees who were inspired by Srila Prabhupada's preaching in this community. And it's a nice facility, the best we could expect under the circumstances. If we don't avail of the facility, what can be done? It's we who will have to suffer. So Krishna is adhyakshena. He is the knower, he is ketragyo, sarva ketragyo. He is the knower in all bodies. So he knows your situation. And he's like the bird, two birds in the tree. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree and the other bird, Paramatma, is just watching, waiting. When will he turn to me? Somehow we have to get the strength. We have to. It's the most important thing we have to do. Go to any corner of the earth, wherever you can do, whatever's okay, practical, but at the same time, surrendering to Krishna. We have no other more important duty in our lives. Nothing else will help us at the time of death. Only your consciousness will carry you into another body. Not your money. You can't bribe your way. Not your knowledge. You can't impress with your knowledge. Not your renunciation. None of the opulences we have will help us. Only our surrender, our humility, our conscious, the purity of our consciousness, that will help us, and we have to work on that. It's a lifelong responsibility, it's a lifelong task. We may get off the track sometimes. Get back on the track. A plane flies from New York to Los Angeles. 70-80% of the time it's off course. And it goes this way and that way because of wind and this and that. But it reaches Los Angeles because it's honed in. It's focused in on where it's going. It gets to Los Angeles. Only if some demons get aboard and, change course, hijack the plane. Don't let your plane get hijacked. Don't let your plane get hijacked. Barricade the pilot's cabin, lock on it, and fix your mind on devotional service and work at it. Struggle. You have to struggle anyway. Life is a struggle for everyone. So better you struggle to come to Mangal Arati. Better you struggle to come to all of the morning program. Because that was the Acharya's order. That is, He has given us His mercy. Oh, Prabhupada, give me Your mercy. Yes, here is my mercy, my instructions. Now you take them. You'll get the result. Are there any questions? Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam.